Now, if most of you are out there watching the George Floyd trial and so forth, you've probably had plenty of times to see a lot of great witnesses that have. So today I want to talk to you about seven ways to be a good witness when you're testifying. So I've had a few people ask me, hey, what makes a good witness? What are some things you should think about, especially if somebody asked me to testify in some situations? Number one, if you have an attorney, listen to the attorney. The attorney that's representing you or who's participating with you, whatever the case may be, they're going to prepare you. They're not going to coach you. They're going to prepare you for what to expect. Because at the end of the day, they want to ensure that you provide the most accurate reflection of your recollection of a particular situation in a most concise moment and most concise manner that educates and informs accordingly. So a lot of times I tell people, listen to what's being asked of you by the attorney if they're preparing you to testify. They're trying to make sure they get you in the right frame of mind, because once you're up there testifying, they can't testify for you or sit beside you and say, no, don't say this, don't say, you'll say this. They can only do so much. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have an attorney that can properly prepare you for what you're going to say, listen carefully, because they're giving you guidance based on their understanding of the facts, their understanding of the law, and their understanding of what types of questions are going to come your way, so you're not surprised and you can present the best information possible. Number two, answer the question being asked, not the question you think is being asked. One of the biggest things people have a bad habit of doing is they'll listen to a question, they'll answer it in anticipation of what they think they're being asked, or whether it be they're trying to anticipate the next question, or whether they think that there's some underlying reason behind the question. And this is worse on cross-examination, because what happens is that you feel like you're being trapped. So you're more focused on not being trapped as opposed to listening to the question. So sometimes if a question is asking you something like this, as opposed to going to 2 to 3 steps down the line, focus on paying attention to what's being asked, and as such, answer the question being asked, not the question on what you think that person is asking you. Number three, pay attention to the question that's being asked and only answer it in the manner it's asked. There are two types of questions out there: open question, closed question. Here's closed question. Closed question is yes or no. Now, here's the problem that happens, is that people will listen to those questions and they are leery about giving definitive answers because they believe it doesn't drill down specifically. In most instances, what a closed question is, it's just that. Yeah, it may lead itself to open questions. An open question really is one that allows you the ability to explain. It gives you the ability to articulate and explain the circumstance and put everything into context. The scary thing that people have, especially with cross-examination, is they're fearful that when somebody asks them a question, a closed question, it puts them into a box and it doesn't give them the ability to put context in terms of what they're saying. The reality is that when you're there as a witness, you are there to answer the questions. Don't feel like you have to serve as Perry Mason or the attorney on the stand when you're testifying. Understand the types of questions you're being asked, open or closed, and just answer them accordingly. Number four, try not to ramble. Sometimes people have a bad habit of wanting to give commentary. A question is being asked, you've answered it, but then instead of stopping, you keep on going. And what happens is that you do two things. One, you give all this extra extraneous information that's not asked for. Secondly, when you ramble, you risk the possibility of saying something extra that you probably didn't intend to say, which gives the other attorney the opportunity to have to get you to explain that in greater detail. Listen to the questions being asked. Only answer what's being asked. Don't give any more, any less. If you start getting yourself calling into commentary, you create a possibility that more questions will be asked because you've added all this extra information that was not asked for. Number five, be specific. But again, which is why I said try not to ramble. You go back to that point where you feel like you need to add extra information and commentary. Don't do that. Be specific. Say what you got to say. Shut it down. Number six, be truthful. Let me tell you, you're going to get a question you're not going to like. And you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, they're asking me that question. When you find yourself in a situation where you're being asked a question, you are much more powerful when you can be open, honest, and concise about what it is you're talking about. And don't be afraid to talk about bad information. Guess what? There's going to be times where there's going to be some shaky information that you don't want to share, but your willingness to be able to embrace it, say it, and put it in context will make your testimony that much more powerful. So be truthful and don't be afraid of the bad information. And number seven, be cool. I can tell you no one likes to be questioned. And so what ends up happening is that depending on the nature of the questions, over time, you may find yourself getting riled up or getting excited or getting like you have something to say. Take a breath. When you're asking questions, remember, you're the star of the show when you're sitting there taking testimony. Listen carefully, answer the question, just be honest and so forth, and just keep it cool. Testifying is not a fun thing if you've never done it, and it's even more discouraging in the fact that you're probably dealing with people you've never dealt with before, and you may be worried that your word plays a huge role on maybe somebody's situations. Don't freak. At the end of the day, testifying is just an opportunity for you to share knowledge about a situation that you have. Don't freak. Use it as an opportunity to articulate what you have, keep it moving, and trust you are the star of the show. Just be cool and move accordingly.